This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome to the BetQL Daily Boost. I'm Lucy Burge of BetQL.com, and I am joined by Kate Constable and Casey Hudson, and we have an NBA odds boost for all of you today on Jalen Brunson to have over 29.5 points and Steph Curry to have over 4.5 made threes. This is boosted to +225 at Caesars. What do we think of this odds boost?
This is going to be a really good game tonight. So I like that we have a boost on this game. Brunson's last two games of this road trip, this is the Knicks' third game, 45 and 42 points. He's playing unbelievable right now. A lot of that, I think, is OG Anunoby being back in the lineup for New York. So this Knicks team is kind of picking up right where they left off now that they're getting somewhat healthy. So I love this for Brunson. I think this is a very doable number. And then Steph to go over 4.5 made threes. I mean, it's Steph Curry. He's the best shooter of all time. He's only gone over this once in his last three games, but volume is always going to be there for Curry. I mean, 10, 12, 10, 9, 15 attempts. He had was 8 for 18 against the Knicks earlier, just like less than a month ago. So this, I mean, you're betting on two guys that can do this on almost any given night. So given the value here, I think this is a good one, Casey.
Yeah, I'm actually a big fan of this one, too. I think you really laid it out there. Kate, Brunson is due to continue on his hot streak showing up for the Knicks. And, of course, the supporting cast has helped him step up a lot more. And, plus, the Knicks want to turn around the narrative. They were this team that was outstanding for a moment there, started to fall off, and now they're picking things back up. They are technically, or statistically, I should say, supposed to edge the Golden State Warriors when it comes to the defense, which means we will see Steph Curry going for the threes a lot more on home court. He's supposed to have a little over 11 points. 8 attempts. So I like both of these numbers for both of these guys to go off for a really good game tonight.
Love that. Get in on this odds boost and take advantage of our new BetMGM offer, where you sign up for BetMGM using code Lucy, L-U-C-Y, then bet $10. And if your first bet loses, you get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. So get in on that and head to BetQL.com. Get your free 3-day trial today and check out our exclusive sportsbook offers there as well. And of course, follow us on Twitter at Kate Constable, at the Sports Case, and at Lucille Burge. We have our favorite bets for today as well, and I'm going with my long shot pick today because I did lose my one on Friday and I want to pick it back up again. So we're going back to hockey winning margin. Sabres to win by 1 over the Kraken. Ooh. +750 at BetMGM. The Sabres have won 3 of their last 4 games and 5 of their last 9, while the Kraken have lost their last 4 games and their last 5 at home, and 3 of the last 5 losses for the Kraken have come by 1 goal. Sabres' last 4 wins on the road came by 1 goal, plus 2 of the last 5 home losses for the Kraken have also come by 1. So the Sabres to win by 1 +750 at BetMGM is my long shot bet for tonight.
You were on fire with long shots last week, Lucy, so I'd like you to get back on track with that tonight. I am going to go with the Knicks +5.5. Now, this number is moving, which in favor of the Warriors. It was, I believe, 4.5 earlier this morning. It's gone back up to 5 and now 5.5. So that tells me that there's a chance OG Anunoby, who's listed as questionable, doesn't play in this game. If he doesn't play, then I would stay off of this. Then I don't necessarily like the Knicks in this one. But if he does, which he's been questionable the last couple of games just because he's coming back from that injury, so we might just see him listed on the injury report heading into games for the foreseeable future. But if he's playing, I love the Knicks here. I think the Knicks could win this game outright. So getting 5.5 That's a great number. Now, if he doesn't play, I think I might lean towards the under in this game. So that would kind of be a way around this under 211.5, I believe, is what it's at right now over at BetMGM. So two ways to play this game based on if Ananobi is in or out.
Love it. Taking it back to hockey, but instead of the Sabres and the Kraken, I'm going over to the Caps and the Flames. This should be an interesting game, seeing as how both teams have played pretty well as of late. But most importantly, it's going to be the Flames' third period, where I'm looking to rack up some money for them to pick up a goal. Capitals have let up a goal in the third period in the last 4 out of 5 contests, especially versus good teams that they've had an opportunity to top. But that third period gets a little tiring for them, and the Flames have majority of their goals on the season in that third period, picking up 81 so far. So I like the Flames to collect a goal in the third period versus the Capitals tonight.
Love that. Get in on all of these bets and the odds boost at +225 at Caesars, and subscribe to the BetQL Daily Boost wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.